好，约伯一讲完之后
，After Job finishes talking，
他的三个朋友开始讲话了。
His friends start to speak。
哦，原本是没有讲话，在旁边陪伴他，这是好的哦。
Originally they did not say anything; they were just accompanying Job, and that was good.
但是为什么开始讲话
？But why do they start speaking？
因为听到约伯这个负面消极呀、啊。
It was because they heard how negative Job was。
哦，又向神求死啊。
How he asked God for death。
所以三个人就开始哈、哦、车轮战三回合哈、哦，跟约伯哈、哦、来谈论辩论受苦的问题。
So the three of them start to dispute with Job about the question of suffering.
哦，从第四章到二十八章哈。
Beginning from verse chapter 4 and ending in chapter 28.
与三个朋友三回合的辩论。
The three dispute with Job.
好，第四章第五章啊，是以利法第一次的讲论。
In chapters 4 and 5 contains Eliphaz's first speech.
他的重点是放在哈、哦、受苦就是因为人犯罪。
His main theme is that human suffering is based on sin.
第四章是以利法对约伯的责备。
Chapter 4 is Eliphaz's reproaches.
因为他大概三个朋友当中年纪最大的。
Because he was perhaps the oldest of the three friends.
所以有一点倚老卖老。
He might just be like suffering from old age.
就是用他的经验来做根据。
And he is using his own experience as evidence.
指出说、哦、凡事情发生一定有它的原因嘛。
Stating that if something happens, there must be a reason behind it.
哦、啊，约伯，你遭受祸患这个原因啊，就是因为你的罪行啦、
啊。So he says that the reason why Job you have such suffering is because of your sin.
第一段是他对约伯表现失望。
In the first segment, Eliphaz explains his disappointment at Job's behavior.
四章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.
提曼人以利华回答说，第二节。
Verse 2.
人若想与你说话，你就厌烦吗？但谁能忍住不说呢？
Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, If one attempts a word with you, will you become weary? But who can withhold himself from speaking?
所以这个以利华开始先讲话了。
So Eliphaz here speaks first.
他责备约伯对朋友厌烦无礼。
He ridicules Job.
我们三个人到大老远听到你受到患难来看你要来安慰你陪伴你。
And he says that the three of us have come from far away to come here to be with you to comfort you.
竟然一开口就咒诅自己的生日。
But as soon as you open your mouth, you curse your own date of birth.
又向神求死。
And even ask God for death.
所以认为约伯讲这些话现在对朋友没有礼貌。
So he felt like Job's words were disrespectful to his friends.
所以他说他忍不住要讲话了。
Therefore, Eliphaz says that he cannot withhold himself from speaking.
所以这告诉我们说，有些时候还是要忍住不要说话。
And so this tells us that there are some times when we still have to withhold ourselves from speaking.
有些时候我们说完话才说，哎呀，刚刚我就不要讲话。
Sometimes after speaking, we say, oh, I shouldn't have spoken just now.
刚刚我就少说一句话。
If I had not spoken this phrase.
但是已经讲出去了。
But it was already spoken.
所以能忍住不说话也是不简单哦。
So to be able to withhold ourselves from speaking is not easy.
但是以利华说我忍不住了。
But Eliphaz here says that he cannot withhold himself.
所以他就开始来责备约伯。
So he begins to reproach Job.
责备他不会帮助扶助自己啊。
To reproach Job by saying that he cannot help himself.
第三节以后啊。
Starting from verse 3.
他说你素来帮助许多人呢。
He says, you have instructed many people.
又兼顾许多软弱人的手呢。
And you have strengthened many hands.
你的言语也曾扶住那快要跌倒的人呢。
Your words have upheld those who were stumbling.
但是现在祸患临到你的身上。
But now that difficulties have come upon you.
你就昏迷，你就惊慌哦。
And you become weary.
过去你不是在帮助人了吗？
But in the past you help people.
你怎么也不会帮助自己呢？
So how is it that you cannot help yourself now?
所以他就提醒约伯要坚持你过去所坚持的信仰。
So he reminds Job to insist upon the faith that he had in the past.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你依靠的不是你所敬畏的神吗？
Is not your reverence, your confidence?
啊，你所盼望的不是在你行事纯正吗？
And the integrity of your ways, your hope?
对啊，约伯以前就是这样做，没有错啊。
Indeed, this was Job of the past.
来用它再讲一次。
But why, does Eliphaz need to talk about it again?
他一直就是这样做啊。
Because Job has continued to be like so.
好，第二段是以利法开始讲述自己的见闻。
In the second part, Eliphaz relates what he himself has seen.
其实就是暗示约伯有罪了。
And he is implying that Job has sinned.
认定约伯你是罪有应得啦。
He is implying that Job was receiving what he deserves for sin.
第七节。
Verse 7.
请你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡，正直的人在何处被剪除。
Verse 7. Remember now, whoever perished being innocent.Or who were the upright ever? Where were the upright ever cut off?
他现在把这个因果报应套在约伯的身上。
So now, he is putting on to Job this idea of what goes around comes around.
叫他好好自己想一想。
He wants Job to think about himself.
无辜的人有谁灭亡？
Has anyone who is innocent perished?
正直的人在何处被剪除？
Has anyone who is upright ever been cut off?
这句话正是约伯现在很困惑的地方啊。
And he is speaking these words at a moment when Job is suffering the most.
二章第三节，天上神也自己这样说啊。
In chapter 2, verse 3, God himself says,
跟魔鬼这样说啊。
To Satan.
你虽然激动我，无辜的毁灭他。
He says, although you incited me against him to destroy him,
错，约伯是无辜的人啊。
Implying that Job was without cause, was being destroyed without cause.
他现在就是遭受这个苦难啊。
And now without cause, he is suffering tribulation.
看九章二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 22.
约伯记九章二十二节。
Job chapter 9, verse 22.
二十二节，善恶无分都是一样，所以我说完全人和恶人。他都灭绝。二十三节。
23.
若忽然遭杀害之祸，他必嬉笑无辜人的遇难。
Verses 22 and 23. It is all one thing. Therefore, I say he destroys the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge slays suddenly, he laughs at the plight of the innocent.
对啊，这是正是约伯的困惑啊。
This is the conundrum of Job.
完全正直，远离恶事，敬畏神啊。
That he is blameless completely and reveres God.
请问他做了什么？
What wrong has he done?
如果要说啊，因为神在撒旦的面前称赞他。
If you want to look for something, you may say that it is because God praises him.
那我们现在就怪神了，多嘛是你，你不要称赞我就好了。
But now, then we're blaming God. We're saying if you did not praise Job, then nothing would have happened.
就是因为你称赞我，才这个让。撒旦魔鬼来控告我。
It is because you praised Job, that is why Satan is there accusing Job.
让我遭受到魔鬼的攻击啊。
So that Job was attacked by Satan.
所以现在这样正是约伯的困惑了。
So this is the suffering, the difficulty that Job has here.
我们看回约伯记四章第八节。
Let's return to Job chapter 4, verse 8.
他按照他过去所看见的经验套在约伯的身上。
Eliphaz is using what he has seen in the past and applying it to Job.
第八节。
Verse 8.
按我所见，耕罪孽的、中毒害的人都照样收割。
Verse 8. Even as I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same.
他说照我一路看来啊。
He's saying, based on what I've seen in the past.
种什么就收什么嘛。
You will harvest what you sow.
你现在遭受到你现在是收这个祸患嘛，苦难嘛。
Right now you're harvesting affliction and tribulation.
那可见你前面是种罪孽嘛。
So it is apparent that prior to this, you have sowed sin.
他现在是讲说他以前看到的，其实就是在指说你就是这样了。
And as he's saying that these are things that he has seen in the past, he is implying that this is what.Job is undergoing right now.
然后又跟他讲说，恶人虽然强壮如狮子啊。
And he also says that although the sinful are roaring are like as strong as the lion.
但是到最后神一出气，他们都要灭亡。
At the end, when God comes, those lions are still destroyed.
把他的好朋友约伯形容是强暴的这个恶人啊，狮子啊。
And so here, then he is implying that his friend Job is like this violent lion.
种什么收什么，其实这个原则是对的啦。
The principle of what you sow, you will also harvest. That is a correct principle.
但是以利华把它扩张到哈没有例外。
But Eliphaz has expanded to the point that there are no exceptions.
就出问题了。
And that is problematic.
啊，事实约伯没有重罪孽啊。
Because the truth is that Job did not sow iniquity.
但是他遭受祸患啊。
But he has indeed harvested affliction.
所以约伯正是这个例外啊。
So Job in this case is an exception to the rule.
哦，所以这样啊，以利华这样说法就是暗指约伯犯罪了。
And what Eliphaz states here implies that Job has sinned.
是罪有应得的。
That he is reaping what he deserved.
甚至说他是强暴的恶人。
And even implies that he is a violent lion.
这对约伯我来讲是又进一步的伤害。
And from the perspective of Job, this is an additional harm.
第三段是以利华引证自己的启示。
In the third segment, Eliphaz recalls his visions as evidence.
他不但哈有前面这个生活的经历了哈经验。
Not only does he have experience from the past.
哦，他也有属灵的经历哦。
He also has spiritual experience.
哦，看十二节。
Spiritual evidence. Let's see verse 12.
我暗暗的得了默示，我耳朵也听见其细微的声音。十三节。
13.
在思念。夜中的异象之间，世人沉睡的时候，十四节，恐惧战惊临到我身，使我白骨打颤，十五节，有灵从我面前经过，我身上的毫毛立直，十六节，那灵停住，我却不能辨其形，有影像在我眼前，我在静默中听见有声音说。这里是以利法哈他说他曾经看过异象。
Verses 12 to 16, Eliphaz describes a vision that he has seen in the past.
但是我们看他这样描述，我们都会想说，他看这个异象对吗
？When we read his description of the vision, we will wonder whether this vision is right.
是从神来的吗
？Is it really from God？
没有错了，是对的。
Indeed, it is correct.
但是哈，他错在哪里？
But where does it fall wrong?
他怎么描述的太夸张了。
Where he was wrong is that he described it with too much exaggeration.
好，我们看但以理书十章第七节。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 7.
但以理书十章第七节。
Daniel, chapter 10, verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这异象唯我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见。他们却大大战惊，逃跑隐藏。第八节，
Eight.
只剩下我一个人。我见了这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。
Verses 7 and 8. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength.
第九节，
Verse 9.
我却听见他说话的声音，一听见就面糊一地，沉睡了。
Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground.
这里是但以理他看到异象的情况。
Here is the description of how Daniel saw a vision.
他说他看到这个异象，浑身无力了。
Here Daniel says that when he saw the vision, he retained no more strength.
这个面貌失色啦。
And there was frailty in him.
神一讲话，他就沉睡了啦。
And when God spoke, Daniel was in a deep sleep.
但以理这边是他是自我描述，他看到这个异象的情况。
Here Daniel is describing himself, his own state when he saw a vision.
以利华是讲给约伯听。
And Eliphaz was talking about his description towards Job.
讲得太夸张了。
He exaggerated too much.
有些时候我们听到人家在做见证，对不对
？Sometimes we hear testimonies.
有些我们听说有这么夸张吗
And people ask, is it really that incredible?
哦，真的，他有这个见证，但是有些时候他描述的太过分了，太夸张了，对吧？类似这样啊。
Indeed, oftentimes the testimony is true, but the description is too exaggerated, just like this.
所以他这个意象是对的啦，不是不对。
So this vision is correct. It is not incorrect.
哦，啊，如果不对，神就会出声责备他。后面神有责备他们哦。
If it was incorrect, God would appear and criticize him. And in the end of this book. God does appear and
神责备他们是说 你们、哦、一直、哦、这个论断、哦啊、指明约伯犯罪才会遭遇到这个、啊、灾难、
But God's criticism of the three friends is that they emphasize that Job was suffering because of his sins、
哦、所以我们在描述、哦、这个属灵的经历我们还是要小心一点不要过分描述、哦
So when we are talking about our spiritual experiencesWe should be careful not to exaggerate.
好、啊、他说什么呢
What did he say here?、
啊、他过描述之后、哦、后面他解释的也太超过了。
Now, after he described his vision, his explanation of the vision is also too exaggerated.
17节
Let's read verse 17.
必死的人岂能比神公义吗人岂能比照他的主洁净吗
Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his maker?
他看到这个意象是对的、哦、这句话也是对的
The vision that he saw was correct The words that he speaks here are also correct
但是前面他夸张描述
But earlier when he was talking about the vision he exaggerated
所以后面他就夸张解释、
So his explanation was also exaggerated
18节
Verse 18
主不信靠他的臣仆并且指他的使者为愚昧
If he puts no trust in his servantsAnd he charges his angels with error.
他说天上的神都不信任他的使者天使呢。
He says here that the God in heaven does not trust his
servants. 哦，天使都是愚昧的呢。
And that the angels often have error.
是吗
？Is that true?
是少部分的天使骄傲犯罪吧。
Perhaps a small minority of angels are become proud and sin.
啊，那些骄傲的天使犯罪，神也把他从天上甩到地上来啊。
And those angels that become proud and sin were also cast to earth by God.
神怎么不信任他的天使，都派天使来执行神的命令啊
？So how is it that God does not trust his angels? He even uses his angels to carry out his commands.
哦，很多天使也是非常的这个忠心顺服的、啊。
And there are many angels that are very faithful and loyal.
好，所以他话锋一转。
So now. Turning to the other side,
19节
in verse 19,
何况那住在土房根基在尘土里被蛊虫所毁坏的人呢
Verse 19, how much more those who dwell in houses of clay whose foundation is in the dust who are crushed before moth
20节
20,
早晚之间就被毁灭永归无有无人理会
They are broken in pieces from morning till evening they perish forever with no one regarding
21节
21.
他的帐篷的绳索岂不从中抽出来呢他死且是无智慧的死
Does not their own excellence go away they die even without wisdom
他加入自己的见解、加入自己的见解 他自己的看法
He also introduces his own opinion
所以就解释运用错误了啦
So His explanation is now incorrect.
啊，所以他这样讲论哦，就前后矛盾哦。
And his explanation is contradictory to what he said earlier on.
第六节他说什么？他跟约伯讲哦。
In verse 6, he tells Job,
你倚靠的不是啊，在你敬畏神吗
？Is not your reverence your confidence?
你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗
？And the integrity of your ways your hope?
但是他现在说哦神哦都不信任天使都也不信任人啊
But now he is saying that God does not trust angels He does not trust people
哦所以哦哦到最后哦人都哦会无智慧死亡啊
So in the end everyone will die without wisdom
所以他自己讲到前后矛盾呢
So this is contradictory with what he said earlier on
他自己都不知道了
And he did not even realize this
哦所以人算什么这种辅导人算什么
So what is man?、
哦、他对约伯这样的辅导
That he has counseled Job this way
其实是更让约伯更痛苦
And his counseling causes Job even more suffering
啊神看人是这样一文不值哦
And a person like Job may think that Is it indeed true that God looks at his servants this way?
啊，原来神都不信任我们哦。啊，所以过去我敬畏他，他对我好，只是演戏哦。对啊，演戏啊，神在演戏呢。
Is it indeed true that God does not trust me? So in the past when I revered him, God was just putting on a show.
我们看诗篇第八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇第三节。
Psalm 8, verse 3.
诗篇第八篇第三节。
Psalm 8, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我刚观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。第四节。
Verse 4.
便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Verses 3 and 4, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
大卫在这边也讲人算什么吗?
Here, David also says, what is man?
以利华刚刚那讲说人算什么?神不信任人。
And previously, Eliphaz also says, what is man? That God does not trust in man.
但是大卫的感受是什么?
But what is the emphasis of David?
对呀、啊，人在神看来算什么？非常的渺小啊！
What David is saying that indeed man is so small,
非常的卑微啊
！Man is so lowly.
但是神把人看在眼里呀、啊。
Yet, God looks upon man.
神敬好、哦，神看顾呢，神眷顾这么渺小的人呢。
That God even cares for and sustains a person.Who is so minute?
哦，第五节说，你叫他比天使微小一点。
In verse 5, David says, "For you have made him a little lower than angels."
是他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And you have crowned him with glory.
你又派这么微小的人来管理神你所造的一切。
And you have made such a small person to have dominion over all of your works.
哦，所以大卫觉得神非常伟大，非常慈爱。
So David here is talking about how great.
人算什么？
And loving God is, even though man is so small.
但是以利华是跟约伯说，人算什么啊？
But Eliphaz's statement was,
你怎么可以比神呢？
What is man, and how can man be compared to God?
神连天使都不信任了，何况我们这种这么软弱的人？
That God does not even trust his angels, so how much more so man who is so weak?
所以以利华第一次的发言啊。
So in the opening statements of Eliphaz,
他认为他有哈。诶，过去这个生活的经验。
He feels that he has experience from life.
哦，又有属灵的经验跟这个权威。
And he has authority and evidence from his from spiritually.
所以他认为，啊，苦难就是神公义的彰显呢。
So in his eyes, suffering is God revealing his righteousness.
但是他却不知道约伯的苦难是出于神特别的许可啊。
But he does not realize that.Job's suffering comes about a special exception that God has made.
神两次跟撒旦说：“好，你去做。”好，第一次不要动到他的身体。
There are two instances where God talks to Satan and says, "Yes, you may go and do this to Job." But in the first time, he says, "You shall not touch his body."
好，第二次神跟撒旦说：“哈，好，你可以动到他的身体，但是不可以伤到他的生命。”
And the second time, Job says, God says to Satan, "Yes, you can go and harm his body, but you cannot take his life."
所以约伯的苦难是神的许可，但是有限制了哈。
So the suffering of Job actually comes about through God's allowance, but there is a limit.
以利华又认为说，哎，人的一些财富就是神对人的赏赐。
But Eliphaz feels that the wealth of a person is all from God's blessing.
啊，是的，失去这一切就代表神对人的惩治。
And so if one loses all of that wealth, that represents that they are penalized by God.
所以这一切话对约伯来讲毫无帮助啊。
So these words have no use at all for Job.
只是伤害他，让他更痛苦。
They simply hurt him even more.
犯罪会受刑罚，没有错。
Indeed,
会受苦难，没有错。
Indeed, with sin comes suffering.
但是苦难不一定是因为犯罪。
But sin is not necessarily due to but suffering is not necessarily due to sin.
啊，最后我们来看两节经文。
Let us look at two verses at the end.
约翰福音九章第一节。
Let's look at John chapter 9 verse 1.
约翰福音九章第一节。
John chapter 9 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个生来是瞎眼的。第二节。
Verse 2.
门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪？”是这个人呢？是他的父母呢？第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣回答说：“也不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他的身上显出神的作为来。”啊，这里是啊，门徒用一般人的看法、想法来问耶稣啊。
In this passage, the disciples asked Jesus a question based on ordinary human understanding.
啊，这个人生来就瞎眼。
They asked, "Was this?" Did this person's sin or his parents that he was born blind?
啊，到底是谁犯罪啊？
They asked who sinned.
是他自己犯罪，还是他父母亲犯罪呢？
Did this person sin or his parents?
耶稣说都不是。
But Jesus said neither.
是要在这个人身上显出神的作为。
But that the works of God should be revealed in this person.
一样，在约伯身上的苦难也是要显出神的作为。
Similarly, it is through Job that God reveals his works.
来证实人敬畏神不是因为条件利益的交换。
To evidence to the fact that a person is able to draw near to God not because of a transactional basis.
最后来看约翰福音十一章第三节。
Let's finally look at John chapter 11, verse 3.
约翰福音十一章第三节。
John chapter 11, verse 3.
他姐妹两个人打发人去见耶稣说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”第四节。
Four.
耶稣听见就说：“这个病不至于死，乃是要为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”第五节。
Verse five.
耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉撒路。
Verses 3-5. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
我曾经用这个题目讲一篇讲道。
I once gave a sermon using this topic.
主所爱的人病了。
The topic was the Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
哦，不是主所爱的吗？
But are we not those loved by God?
我怎么还会生病呢？
So why would we be sick?
我怎么还会遇到困难呢？
If we're loved by the Lord, why would we face difficulties?
为什么主爱他？
Why did?
因为他们一家人都是爱主的一家人啊。
Why did the Lord love that him? It was because his whole entire family loved the Lord.
所以他弟弟一生病，两个姐姐就派人去找耶稣。
So as soon as the brother became ill, the two sisters asked Jesus to come.
哦，他们跟主耶稣说讲说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。哦，这句话不简单。
And they told the Lord, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick."
我们跪下来祷告，我们敢讲说，主啊，你爱的人我病了。
When we kneel down to pray, do we dare say to God?Lord, the one whom you love, me, is sick.
你看他们讲得多自然。
But you can see how naturally they said this to the Lord.
那可见他们跟主耶稣的关系真的是非常的密切。
So clearly, their relationship with the Lord Jesus was very close.
哦，主耶稣说，他这个病就是为了神的荣耀啦。
Jesus says that this sickness is for the glory of God.
没有什么原因。
There's no other reason.
就是要显出神的作为。
Simply to show.God's work.
显出神的荣耀。
To show the glory of God.
哦，但是以利华责备约伯。
But Eliphaz reproaches Job.
你就是种了这个因，所以现在才收这个果。
Saying that this is the seed that you have sown, therefore now you're reaping the fruit.
所以安慰者不要变成伤害者。
So let us not cause the comforter to become a source of pain.
好，最后我们一起来祷告。
Let us now kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣灵祷告。